The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the absolutely stonkingly gorgeous...
Miss Bird on a Bike.
It's Miss on a Bike.
You're all right.
How you doing? I'm all right.
I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're looking good. You're looking all brown.
Well, I'm being weathered, aren't I, at the minute?
Did you have your bits out over the weekend?
Always. Yeah, I was racing, so yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, in my new gear. Can I just say, I actually have... a tangible product now.
Lycra.
Yes.
I saw it.
I know. And do you know what, though? We've got lots of different shapes and sizes for people.
I saw that, too.
Because lots of people said, Bird, I don't want it to be too tight. I can't say, actually, what I call the style of top. But so we've got lots of different shapes.
Have
so
you?
It can be big, baggy.
Wait, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not looking like anything.
I'm not wearing Lycra.
I just don't want you to wear the skin suit, that's all.
Do you not?
It gives it away in the name.
Mind bleach.
What?
You need mind bleach.
What's that?
If mind bleach?
Yeah,
if
never
you saw
heard
me
that.
In a skin suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You not heard of mind bleach?
No.
Clean your mind out. Don't go there.
Okay. So, anyway. So that's it. So it's really exciting for me because now we've got to start selling it.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas when I was talking about it last time, it was, I'm going to get a product. And, and we can all think about it and how do you get it designed and then all of a sudden it turns up. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to wear it and people start to go, Bird, what's that?
Yeah. No, I saw it on Facebook. It looks nice. Are you pleased?
I am really pleased. But here's the interesting thing.
Mm.
I'm really pleased, but then I start to go into that critiquing mode of, that needs changing, that needs growing, da, da, da. And you can't do that until you actually start to get it in your hands.
Mm.
So it's really important to start it, enjoy it, celebrate it, and then, okay, how can we progress it? How can we develop it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And who's it for? Because I don't know yet, you know.
Yeah.
You, like we've said before, you can do all the market research you want and you can listen to it and then you ignore it.
As if I would.
And then you know, there it is in front of you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No,
so, like, for the men, we really need to put a bit more black in it for the men.
Yeah.
Whereas...
pink's not good,
you know,
it?
Like, Stephen will wear it and he looks amazing in it, but he's not worried about it because he's so fast, you can't even see him and he's like... Do you know what I mean? Whereas a lot of men would go, it's too, a little bit too feminine for me.
Yeah, and I wouldn't wear it down the pub, like...
No. Okay. Well, I'd like that. That would be hilarious, because you imagine it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's really good to get something start to finish done.
Well, if you need me to model it, you've only got to
ask. I'd love it for you to... You could try on the tops. You could have a top, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You like wearing pink, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not bright pink,
skin
it's like
type,
a little...
skin-tight pink lycra. What's not to like about
hold
that?
Hold on a minute, Calm yourself down. There's just a little stripe in it. I had my friends, and this was what was really interesting.
Yeah.
Is you think to yourself, all my friends will buy this. They all, you know, all my mates that I train with, they'll all buy it. No. Not one of them bought it. And the reason they said is, I wouldn't wear Bird on my clothes. And I went, are you having a laugh?
Mm.
And it's really funny. We were just talking about it, weren't we? Mm. And so Alan asked me, you know, what type of bike I'm on.
Mm.
And then we were talking about the business. And until your brand builds its own brand, if that makes sense, then people will always question why you called it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And until the brand has its own energy, then they wouldn't have even, you wouldn't even question Virgin, would you, or Moonpig?
No.
You wouldn't go, that's got nothing to do with the Virgin.
Yeah.
It's like I said that to my friends.
Funnily enough, I don't watch a lot of television, but for some bizarre reason, I ended up watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire the other night.
Why is he on it?
Huh?
Why has he changed and gone on it?
I've no idea.
Interesting.
I like him on it.
But the question they had was, who's the goddess of victory? Is it Umbro, Adidas, Nike? Everybody knows it's Nike, obviously, apart from the woman that got it wrong. and she picked Umbro.
She'll know now.
Yeah, she know. I'm telling her now. She picked Umbro.
Yeah.
And Umbro was the Humbert brothers, is where Umbro came from, which was the two guys that started the company.
Yeah.
So it just shows you. I mean, it's a nonsense name when you first start, but because everybody's so used to it as a brand now, you don't even think about it, do you?
No.
It could quite easily have been the Greek goddess of victory, but it wasn't.
No. I've been reading Phil Knight's book, actually, how he started Nike. Very interesting.
Yeah.
He started with Japanese trainers. Did you know that?
Yeah.
That's how Nike started.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny how people get started off on different things, isn't it? It's like Samsung, the electronics company. Do you know what their very first business was? It's a wet fish shop. Seriously.
We all just went dead then.
Seriously. Samsung started off in 1935 as a wet fish store in a market.
We've talked about this before. So here's the thing. Why did they change?
Yeah. Well, you evolve. And this is that's an important business question, because so many businesses don't evolve. And where we're sat right now is a classic example of that. This building in which our studio is the Letraset building. And for those of you of a certain age that know Letraset, at one time they had 90% of the print market. Letraset used to make things for printing, yeah? They were like stencils. And you did all your printing and all your markups using Letraset. Where are Letraset now? They don't exist, and their building is now a radio studio. Because they never adapted, because they had such a huge market share, they thought, nah, we don't need to go digital, that'll never catch on, fonts, pah. Yeah, but if you don't adapt, you die.
Yeah.
It's like Nokia. Nokia started off as a wood pulping company, and now they're owned by Microsoft, of course, but no, it's interesting.
What's your victories been this week? So mine's been my apparel. What's yours been this week?
I'm not sure I've had any. I had a nice weekend.
Yeah.
We got the pool open and stuff like that. And
you're
the weather came out for the bank holiday.
Living the dream. I love that phrase.
Yeah,
I'm living the dream.
Yeah, no, so it was good.
So no victories in business? Not even small ones? Not even little things?
Don't think so. Not that I can think of.
What are you seeing at the minute? What's your pattern in business at the minute?
What, for me or general?
Well, just in general. Or you. Just something we can learn from.
But for us in business, we're having to adapt. Even though we're a modern digital business, we've come under attack from Google and Facebook in our business. They've decided to launch stuff. Facebook are launching dating sites and recruitment sites and all kinds of stuff because they think they can. They're not doing it very well, but even so, they've got deep pockets. So we have to adapt to that. So we're working on a lot of software that we're doing, and we're going to be talking to Nettie's Mob soon about our R&D tax crown.
Rightly so.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we've done 2 years' work on developing software that will give us a small market lead for a little while until people catch up. But that's what you have to keep doing. You have to keep innovating.
Interesting.
Yeah. I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsors, Natalie Beneg and the lovely folks at Kent Creative Arts. Thank you so much for sponsoring today's show. That's kentcreativearts.co.uk is their website. Do check them out. They're heavily involved in the creative industries here in Kent. And as a lot of you know by now, I hope, the creative industries are very important to the UK economy, generating, as they do, £80 billion a year. So thank you to Natalie and the team at Kent Creative Arts for sponsoring the show. We'd love to hear from you, though, all you businesses out there in southeast England, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on here is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BeBunker. We have had quite a few tweets, although it's been a bit slow today. I think everybody's still recovering from the bank holiday.
Well, you're being very gentle as well. You're right.
Yeah.
Huh.
What do you mean I'm being gentle?
It's just chilled, isn't he?
It's like he's been meditating or something, Nettie. It's like, what's going on?
You're taking up yoga.
What is going on? Is it you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
All right. Nice. I'm just asking.
I'm sure
the listener's thinking.
This is your one moment.
Is he all right? Is Mr. Andrews all right?
It's like working with your mum, isn't it? Yeah.
It's because we care.
Have you got a clean vest on? Have you got your hanky? Yeah.
Do you still have hankies now?
Of course.
You're not dressed without one.
Yeah.
Go.
Anyway, I want to tell you about this because it's happening shortly. Denise Wilton is running a Dementia Friends session today at the St. George Hotel in Chatham between 3 and 5 p.m. And it includes free tea and cake, which has been sponsored by Telcare Limited, the telecommunications office providers. There's 50 spaces and open to the public too, so friends, family, businesses can get there. So you haven't got long, so you do need to pop over there now, but... do go along to it. They're really great events.
Well, a great company's just tweeted us.
Oh, yeah.
Fruitworks Co-working.
Oh.
But they put me first.
Have they?
Yeah, they're a bit cheeky, aren't they?
Listen, guys.
now you're getting all revved up.
Yeah,
look at him.
Yeah, listen, guys. We're coming up to that time of the year again where we do reviews. You know, get your tweets in the right order. That's good, lads.
Hi, Bird and a Bike and Vanilla Web. Can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? Hot Desks, Community Space, and Internet Cafe in Canterbury. Yes, you can. Fruitworks Co-working. And while we're talking about that, I just have to say it. I went over to see Molly Media, Molly Moodle Media.
Yeah.
I love her so much. She's doing all the social media for my new event, and Ali, Harold and Deborah. Just thought I'd
Is this
in.
Your
really
brilliance?
Brilliant. Yep. Yeah. So we went over there, and I went obviously over to Co-Dragon over at, where is it?
Chatham.
There you go. Amazing.
It's great, isn't it?
I love these spaces that you guys are all putting up.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
What a great... So small offices, big offices, little hot desks. I loved it. Yeah. I'd want to go there.
Yeah, I'm opening the next one soon.
Yeah, it's a great
Yeldon.
Idea.
Yeah, yeah, in Yeldon, in Mid-Kent, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a really great thing you're doing.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's it.
So they asked you for a shout-out, did they?
Who?
Fruitworks.
They did. Okay. They asked me... No, they did put you in there.
Oh, that's
second.
Nice of them. Yeah.
Fruitworks.
Yeah.
I love it, in Canterbury.
I only pay them. What would I do?
Exactly. They've got no idea, have they?
No.
Here, have you heard about this wellbeing show?
Go on.
At the Stag Plaza, Friday the 18th of May, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. It's free entry, free talks and demonstrations, stalls and networking. So if you want to go along to this, it's... here, take this number down. 01732... 459-953, or you can email them. Well, just come on to our on events part and it'll be on there, because it's a massive email. You're not going to write it down.
Yep.
So that's the Wellbeing Show at Stag Plaza on the 18th of May.
Cool. I want to tell you about this. It's a bit long, but it's worth it. You know, stay with me to the end of this, because this is really interesting. It's a new invention, and it's, mind yourself, wearable technology that predicts mood swings before they happen. Okay. In 2011, I co-founded an online suicide prevention and depression awareness support project called Depression Hurts. It's a community-based, volunteer, entirely online initiative. Experience over 8 years has shown that depressive or suicidal thoughts can be turned around, sometimes with surprising ease, if an intervention is made at the right time. Okay. So what is the right time? It can be any time if the problem's known about. We use a phrase, the 4 a.m. voice. It reflects the internal voice most of us know that wakes us up, usually around 4 a.m, to punish and worry us with negative self-talk before we fall back asleep. What is it that they've developed? It's a mental health wearable, okay? And it's partnered with an app to predict mood swings, okay? Mind Yourself records nuanced changes which can lead an individual to crisis episodes of self-harm, suicide ideation, or suicide attempt, and alerts advocates in time to successfully intervene. So it's modifying your mood and bodily functions, and then it sends a message to a nominated person via an app, yeah? Absolutely no effort is needed on the part of the wearer, with no added stress created by the treatment itself, unlike many other forms of depression self-help. It's available, which can rely on cognition and continued interaction. Once a mood swing is detected in advance, an alert is sent to a wearer-approved group of advocates via the app, partnered with the device to enable a timely and appropriate intervention according to the type of predicted mood swing severity. These advocates can be personal or professional. A small advantage in time can lead to an effective intervention, and Mind Yourself gives someone that crucial time. And this is from Alan Lavender, based here in Ashford. You can find out more by going to his website, which is mindyourself.io, mindyourself.io, or you can email Alan at info@mindyourself.io. What a fantastic invention.
Interesting.
Really interesting.
Interesting. I'd want to talk to him about it, really, and find out more. But yeah, I love things like that. Even if it's just a highlight, an awareness or an understanding.
Absolutely.
You know, that's it.
Yep.
That's it, just for us to even begin. Okay, so we're looking for businesses to join us at this free event at Hartsdown Academy, Margate, the 14th of June. Help us bridge the gap between school and business. Interesting, eh? There you go. Alan, it's your hated word, free. As a business owners, managers, join jobsinkent.com. Business Bunker Radio Show and FSB Kent to inspire the next generation of talent. So here's the www dot, which means... Sometimes it doesn't even... KentBusinessRadio.co.uk.
Or wibbly
wobbly. So that's 30-30. You love the 30-30, don't you?
I should do. I run them. Yeah, we got two. The next one is at Hartsdown Academy at Margate, and one after that is the Wilmington Academy later on in June over at Dartford. So they're the next two that we're running, yeah.
Do you want to sing that when you say it?
Do I want to sing it?
Yeah, Margate.
Okay, no.
There you go. Now we got him smiling, Natty.
Absolutely. So do come along. They're great fun, actually. They're really good fun.
Yeah.
And informative. They're informative for businesses, too. Because basically you hear from a number of people about initiatives that are going on around the county that impact businesses, and you get to talk to 20, 30 young people about their thoughts and feelings about the world of work, and you can influence them as employers in terms of what you want from them. Really good events.
Well, it's a 360 decision, then, isn't it, rather than just what I want.
We've been running them a couple of years now, and we've always had loads of good feedback, and we've gone back to the same schools time and time again. You've been to loads as well, Nicola, haven't you?
Yeah,
you've joined in.
Yeah.
You really like Nicola Coppin here, who we're going to talk to later on in the show. But you've been to some of the 30-30 events, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done a few now.
What? Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
And they're good fun, aren't
they? Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
Cool. Good. What else you got, Bird?
I've got long ones like you today. Thank you. This summer, there are three unmissable family events taking place at Headcorn Aerodrome, set in the heart of beautiful Kent countryside, offering something for everyone. So here it is, the Battle of Britain Air Show. I love an air show. We don't do this enough. The 30th to the 1st of July. So they've got the Battle of Britain Air Show. It's a spectacular, and they run it from Saturday the 30th of June and Sunday the 1st of July. Now, this will be the commemorating the 78th anniversary of the Battle of Britain and the 100th year since the RAF was formed. Did you know that, Mr. Andrews?
I did indeed.
Wow.
Mm.
Combined Ops Military and Air Show on the 18th and 19th of August. Then on Saturday the 18th, 19th of August, the Combined Ops Military and Air Show returns. So these are all great things for the summer. I love these type of things. The family event, which includes static military vehicles, living history, reenact groups, arena events, military. I always think you should do reenact groups.
What, of what kind
well,
of
you're
thing?
A historian, you love that. You could dress up and be...
As what?
What could we get him to reenact?
what could I reenact?
Let's just take a couple of seconds.
Yeah, go on.
I knew
Nicola,
that would get
on.
Your ears parked up.
Yeah, go on.
No, come on, I'm open to suggestions on it, Paul. Go on, you go first. Well,
no, you
who
not,
would you like to be?
You,
as a historian, like who would you like to be?
I don't know. If
yes,
I,
you do.
Well, if I wanted to be someone, I'd be doing it, wouldn't I? I'd
well,
be
you couldn't
reenacting.
Be really, could you?
Who Why? Could you reenact the life of?
I don't know.
Who
I
do
don't...
you admire the most in the past?
That's too hard a
well,
question.
Mine, I like... I can't even think of his name now.
Don't you like him that much?
I love him that much.
Yeah
carry on.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Now we've put you on the spot. Now, I love Ben Franklin.
Okay.
Can I be a man?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're allowed to be anything these days. You can be gender fluid,
excellent.
Can't you?
Okay, so I would be Ben Franklin.
The thing is that my period of history doesn't have people that are known in it, really, not very much.
Well, that'll make the reenactment really easy, because
no one knows.
Got it right.
Yeah, I could just be Ugg.
So who
I?
Would that? Would it be Caveman?
No, actually, no. I'm slightly disingenuous. My period of real interest is Anglo-Saxon history. So I could be Alfred the Great or something like that.
Wow. Yeah. See, I knew we'd get out of it.
Well, I don't particularly want to be. I'm not a kings and queens type of history person. I'm an ordinary, everyday person type of history person. I'm not interested in what kings and queens were doing or what politicians
I think
were
we
doing.
Know a lot about that.
Yeah,
about
I want to know is about day to day life. Huh?
It's because of the hat.
Yeah. Exactly.
I thought you'd say something like Sheriff Nottingham or something like that.
God no.
See, I'd like to get rid of the myth about the moon landings. Are they true or not? Let's actually get one of those astronauts to really tell the truth.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay.
So see, see what this has brought up now.
So we can make her a tinfoil hat and everything, can we? Yeah.
They are. Wear Nicola's hat. There you go.
Oh, she's got one. Oh, she's got one.
So that's the Combined Ops Military and Air Show, where there you'll see lots of reenactment. You won't see Mr. Andrews, because it'll be the wrong era.
Well, I'm still going. I still like a plane.
Oh, nice. Okay. So they have the Mighty Lancaster display, as well as the RAF Workhorse, the Chinook. Everything's there. I want the Red Arrows there. Are the Red Arrows there? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't know.
They're not, are they? That would be a shame. I love them. And then returning on the Saturday the 8th and the 9th of September is the Southern Modern Model Show in association with Maidstone Model Flying Club. This show will feature a stunning array of model aircrafts, helicopters, ships, tanks and vehicles. And that's taking place at Headcorn Aerodrome, and that's at 10 a.m. till 5. So all of this can be found on our website with all the events that you can see.
Cool, thank you. We're going to play a record now.
Let's do it.
Do you know what? We're building up to it.
I don't know. Faith. Here comes the sun.
Here no! comes the sun, yeah.
winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and her.
Me. Hello.
Ms. on a bike.
Hello.
You're right, bud.
I'm good.
Cool. Good. So here comes the sun. Actually, it came, didn't it? And what a sunny weekend.
It was
lovely. It was really hot, wasn't it? Yeah, it was good. it makes a change to have a nice bank holiday this early in the holiday season, doesn't it? It will snow at the next one, probably.
And you laugh about that, but I can remember racing down in Lydd about, 6 years ago, and this was the end of May on the bank holiday, and it was the coldest I've ever been in my life. So much so, we stayed for the presentation and went, and it was horrific.
When I was a late teenager, me and some mates went to Bournemouth one Easter for the Easter break, and we arrived on Good Friday, and we went swimming in the sea, and it was fine. And by Easter Monday, 3 days later, it was snowing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird. Here, we've just got a tweet, and I'm going to say it because I'm going to be brave. Okay, so this is, and it's pronounced Ikigai. You heard of it?
No.
I have. So it says, my Ikigai Limited stroke a food junkies at Vanilla Web at Bird and Bike. My Ikigai Limited, pronounced Ikigai. So it's a Japanese concept meaning a reason for being. Everyone has an Ikigai. Did you know that?
No, this is Bruce Kidd, isn't it?
You got it. Yeah. And it is believed that the discovery of one's Ikigai brings satisfaction and meaning of life, and the food junkies of Ikigai is food.
Right.
I love that.
Ikigai, I like it.
I know. So I just wanted to pronounce it because I thought I'd be brave.
Because you're being clever, you're being a smarty, aren't you? Because you knew how to pronounce it.
Well, I do understand the concept of it because it's like Kaizen as well. Kaizen is very much that Japanese leadership model.
And talking about pronunciations, because everybody got really fed up with my French pronunciations in Cockney, I've given you the email to read this time. Côte d'Opau concerts, yeah.
Yeah, but I can speak French.
Can you?
Yeah.
Mange too.
My finger came out then.
It did.
It's not often it comes out, but I can speak French. And also, this is the funniest bit, right, is Stephen's Scottish, and he can speak French fluently, a Scottish-speaking French. I can understand him when he speaks Scottish, let alone French.
Or kind of mange too.
I know. Can you believe it? So when you've got these accents behind another accent, how do you do it?
Yeah.
So they shouldn't take the mick out of you, love, because I think it's fine.
I once worked in Paris for a whole month and got by in the office with four words, which was bonjour, ça va, and oui, d'accord.
Well done.
And everybody thought I could speak French because I just agreed with them and said hello every day.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
So funny. So, cool. Ikigai.
Ikigai.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. What should we do now? I've got a tweet from Athelbrae Limited, and they say, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, could we get a shout-out, please, for our daughter, Fran? She's doing the Diabetes UK Challenge. She's swimming the equivalent of the channel in her local swimming pool. She's got 3 miles to go out of a total of 22 and has already raised over £470. And the deadline for completing this is the 22nd of May. And they say, keep paddling. So thank you. I'll tell you what, if you follow Athelbrae on the Twitter, you could probably do some donations to Fran because she's doing a great job there. And Athelbrae is Athelbrae Ltd is their Twitter handle.
And that's no mean feat because I tell you what, when you're swimming and you're just swimming long distance, usually it's in front of you focused and there's no point of turning. That doing the same distance. So when they do the channel swim, they never do just 26.2 miles. They do more because they have to go up, round, back, down. The pilot takes them around the safest part. Mm. So they always do more than the channel distance.
Yep.
People don't understand that. So they'll go, how many hours did you hit? And it's really irrelevant. Mm. So that she's doing an amazing job to do it in a pool, the monotony of that pool swim. So amazing. Keep going.
Absolutely. I want to tell you about the Networkers Networking event. It's a full-day event that's all about networking, helping business owners to be more productive with their time and to make great connections. Set in the absolutely stunning location of the Port Lim Hotel, taking place on Thursday the 17th of May between 9:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. The theme for this event is digital, how to network online as well as offline. There are three great speakers, some of the best networking masterminding groups in Kent, and more than 50 business owners to meet and connect with. The speakers are Ali Hollands. Ali is an award-winning clinical hypnotherapist and successful businesswoman with a passion for facilitating success in business. Molly Wright is the founder of Molly Moodle Media. Molly Wright has worked in marketing for over 7 years now, and she'll be sharing with us the power of online networking via social media. And then also the lovely Amy McManus, who is the founder of AM Marketing. Amy is a retail strategy and branding specialist. So three great speakers. Who's it for? Business owners who are serial networkers that love networking and don't want to miss a great networking opportunity. Networkers looking for the next step to take after perfecting networking. And people that have just started networking and are unsure of where to go or how to do it effectively. And those people that network already but are frustrated because you don't think it's working for you. The Networkers Networking event is an all-day event, but you're welcome to join us for as long as you want. If you can't stay all day, just book without lunch. It's £20 to attend the event with refreshment but no lunch, and £30 with refreshments and lunch. And you can book by going to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE. And there are two specials on this particular one, because, and I'm going because I'm one of the sponsors of this. After the event, we have a private safari.
Safari's a goodie.
Yeah. So we're going on a private safari of, so cool. Of Port Lim after the event's finished.
We and it's this Thursday, isn't it?
It's the 17th of May.
That's next week.
Yeah.
That's a shame, because we know what the weather is this week. I don't know what it's going to be next week.
Yeah. But we've got a private safari, got our own trucks and everything. Yeah, we're going on a...
Amazing.
We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one.
Nice.
We're not scared. anyway, and also, there's a discount code. If you're a Business Bunker listener and you want to book one of the couple of remaining tickets, if you go into butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE to book your ticket and use the discount code BUNK, B-U-N-K, you'll get some money off.
Interesting.
Cool. Do it.
Excellent. Okay, so this is the King's Summit, a unique and powerful business conference starting in Kent. Learn the science behind building a sustainable, scalable and valuable business and a fulfilling life, and unlock the reservoir of spiritual thought, the results of which are governed by divine universal laws. Wow. You will leave the conference with a comprehensive workbook containing many powerful strategies you can implement in your business the very next day. Now, this conference will also premiere Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy, having sold over 100 million copies worldwide. It's surprising it has taken so long for anyone to turn the book Think and Grow Rich into a film. So what on earth is this all about, Brad? So this is the King's Summit. It's being introduced to you on a by entrepreneur who's Simon Teague, who is the co-founder of New Level Results Limited. And I know, Nettie, you were talking about Simon.
Yep, I know Simon. I've known Simon for a number of years. He's a coach for as well Scale Up Ashford programme, which has been a really big thing recently. He's worked with a number of established businesses, which I've quite a passionate thought about, because we give so much time to startups, we forget that those people in business often don't know what to do next either, because they've done it, and where do you go next? So he's worked with a lot of those companies as well.
Interesting.
And, I know Invicta Chamber are really pleased with the work he's done, and a lot of this is also being funded by Ashford Borough Council, so they don't put their money, their hands in their pockets. I don't mean that rudely in any way, unless they're going to think something will work.
Now, we've got a competition about this, haven't we?
We have indeed, yeah.
Okay, so we're tweeting about this live as we speak.
Yep.
So if you're listening, you've got to go and do this now. So here it is. The King's Summit Conference. There's a competition. Win a free ticket to the event. All you've got to do is this. Are you ready? Tweet at Simon Teague, which is capital S-I-M-O-N, capital T-E-A-G-U-E, and answer this. Who was the author of Think and Grow Rich? Do not say it to anybody. So who was the author of Think and Grow Rich? If you don't know, you need to go and read this book. It's very interesting. And there's an accompaniment to it as well, with 16 strategies. Very interesting. I mean, you think this book goes back to 1923. Mm. And this guy used to follow, I won't say who the author is, but the author. See, I have a bit of a madness about writing writers, so I always research. I'm curious about why that writer wrote that book. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
So I researched this man. I nearly said his name then. I nearly researched this man, who the author is, and understood why he wrote what he did.
Mm.
Certainly. Interesting.
Cool. So enter the competition. Win a free ticket. Do you know what we're going to do now?
No.
Going to talk to our first guest.
Huh.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show, because she has been on before, quite a long time ago, but she is back with her DMNT helmet, which we'll explain in a minute. The lovely Nicola Coppen. Hello, Nicola.
Hello there. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure as always. And you're accompanied by Alan Dean. And I haven't seen Alan for ages either.
Hi there. How are you?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to see you again, Alan. So thank you both for coming. Let's kick off. First of all, just tell people a bit about each of you and your businesses, and then we'll talk about what you're here to talk about straight after that.
Okay, so one of the things that I've been doing, apart from Diligence Project Management Consultancy, I am working at the Ebbsfleet Development Corporation, and I'm there full-time.
Right.
But also I'm just, as usual, busy doing volunteering.
You do so many things, don't you, Nicola? Because you're the chair, is it chair of the Kent Women in Construction?
I am chair of the Kent and Medway Construction Guild, which is brilliant because after winning the Kent Women in Business Women in Construction Award, what was amazing with that was I found out what it was that I was meant to be put on the planet for, which was obviously working in construction and, you know, the great thing about the guild is connection with so many different types of people and with hopefully encouraging new young people into the industry.
And you're currently doing some work with the Ebbsfleet Development Corporation. Is this a new Ebbsfleet Garden City?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. How's that coming? Are they started working on it yet?
Yeah.
They're building stuff.
Yeah, they are. So
it's the first new garden city in the UK in 50 years, is that right?
Over 100 years.
Over 100 years, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So, and I've worked there as the utilities project manager.
For 100 years.
So, yeah.
You don't look old enough.
So, but yeah, electricity, water. I'm doing a big water strategy about sustainability and things like that with all the water companies as well, and hoping to put some innovative thinking and doing into the garden city.
Sweet. I just got a letter at home from the Water Board, from South East Water. They want to come and look in my garden.
Do they?
Yeah. Apparently, they're going to change the storm drains again out in the road. But in order to do that, they've got to come and look in my garden, because I've got some ponds in my garden, and they may be a home to great crested newts, and they have to check first, apparently. So I don't know whether they don't want to drown them or something. I don't know. I've never seen a newt in any of my ponds, but who knows? Well, so they're coming to look at that.
That's it.
Thank you for that. And Alan, you...
Hi, yeah, Paul, we met many years ago.
You did, indeed.
Burning to Learn and working in education. And basically, I pulled away about 3 or 4 years ago and looked around the world to see what different countries were doing with the challenge to help the young people.
Mm.
And then I was lucky enough to meet Nicola, who was pushing this idea that we've got to offer more careers, and that's my focus. You're going to school to learn your trade.
Yeah.
Or be able to survive in this world.
Yep.
And so we sat down and come up with an idea, and then November, December, we said, right, let's make it happen.
Right, well, let's hear about it. Nick, do you want to kick us off with your four roles, four goals idea and what it's been doing? And it's been brilliant so far as well, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. It's been amazing. From that initial conversation about how could we get young people into different careers, because... Everyone's talking about the skills gap and what education needs to do just as much as everywhere else. But I felt the one thing that was missing was actually businesses themselves saying what sort of things they needed for young people when coming in on the first day. And that first day might not be the first day of a job. It might be first day of work experience. And I'm passionate about it as well, because... I was actually, probably, like many of the listeners and yourselves, told that when my heart was, I wanted to be a helicopter pilot, but I wanted to be a really special one that took VIPs into sporting events, and was told, well, you can't do that, because I've worn glasses since the age of 8.
Right.
It was like, oh, I don't quite know what I'm going to do then. Thinking back to that and hearing some of the stories, as we've done, actually, the 30-30 that you mentioned earlier and doing business mentoring in schools has all sort of led to the same thing. Why aren't businesses actually developing these people and actually using corporate social responsibility funds for where it should go, to the grassroots? So we started Four Roles, Four Goals, which is four strands of what we would say is the economy, and then putting that into practice at various events.
Right.
So
step us through, both of you, and feel free to join in here, Alan. Yep. Step us through exactly what happens on one of these events, because I've seen loads of stuff going on about the things that people have been doing, some really interesting stuff that's taken place at Dartford Football Club, at Brands Hatch, and all kinds of places. So step us through some of the things that are happening.
Well, basically, we've mixed the age group from 11 to 18 from different schools, so they don't know each other. They turn up at one of these events and become a media team for the day.
A media team, okay.
Yep. So it's access all areas, sit down and interview the chairman.
Right.
He's busy in the turnstiles.
Right.
And he can see you later. Down to the referees, the doctors, the catering team.
Right.
And just show them how many different careers there are in a football match.
Yep.
At Brands Hatch, was looking at the logistics of actually just putting up the stand, how many people it took to erect that at the time.
Yeah.
And then they've got to move it in 2 weeks to be somewhere else, or 1 week. So it just showed young people of these different ages where they could go, where was their passion.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I had this conversation, and sometimes I do this just to be difficult. I talked to a lot of parents in schools, and I said, you ought to have your kids work at McDonald's, really, and help go into meltdown. Why? Yeah. What you don't understand is that McDonald's as a corporation has a million different types of jobs. If you work in supply chain logistics and you've never worked for McDonald's, then you're not really a professional, you know, because they're the world's leading supply chain. You know, so it isn't just burger flipping. It's absolutely right. You know, there are so many other roles behind the scenes that people don't think about. And I agree with you, Nicola, it's down to businesses. We've got to educate people in that. There's no reason why a 14, 15, 16 or 17-year-old should know anything about the world of work. It's the one place they haven't got any experience of.
Well, I think it's also the careers advice in schools is obviously it's a general, almost like a GP practice in the doctors.
Yeah.
And so therefore, with all the amount of young people going through that careers advisor, if you're good at maths, as we've experienced, someone's come forward and said, oh, you know, I'm going to be an accountant. Well, what kind of accountant? And actually they don't realize that in the world of work there are so many different types of accountant.
Absolutely.
So we connect those young people who have got a gist of what they might want to do with someone who's doing something in that field to give them that wealth of careers.
It's a brilliant initiative because it's starting to address the very issues that we need to address, which is this diversity of what people do. You're absolutely right. One of my favourite things that I talk about is the fact that 61% of students currently at school will do a job that doesn't currently exist.
Yeah.
So when they leave school, they will do a job that hasn't yet been invented. And that pace of change is ramping up quickly. So the whole breadth of different things you can do can't be covered by a careers advisor, not least of which because most careers advisors don't have experience of it. And in fact, very few people do because it's changing so quickly.
But we can't blame the teacher.
No.
Because their targets is A to C.
Yeah, it's just GCSEs. Yeah,
and
the thing that nobody wants.
Following on from what Nicola just said, a young lad walked round, no parent with him. So why have you not got someone with you? Oh, I've come with a friend. So we chatted. I said, I'll come back and see us in 5-10 minutes. And he came back and said, oh, we'd like to invite you to one of our four roles, four goals. I said, you've had a job interview and you don't know it. You've held a conversation. You've explained what you want to do. And we'd like to offer you this. And he said, I've got special needs. I said, well, I'll tell you what, you're hiding it really well. Because I've worked in special needs, variety, and there's no signs coming off of you. And when he came along, he couldn't believe what he could achieve. So label society is giving him is actually hampering what he's looking at.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you came to the first supported needs workshop that we did as well, didn't you, Nick? Did you come to that a couple of years ago?
Where was that one?
It was at County Hall.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you came along to it.
Yeah.
We ran an event. We've run a few now in conjunction with the Kent Supported Employment Group, who are a group of people at KCC that help people with supported needs into work. And it was a massive eye-opener. We had 50 employers there, and we introduced them to people with a whole range of disabilities and supported needs. Some of them had mental health issues. Some of them had autism issues. Some of them had physical disabilities. But what they did is they heard from people with those needs that were in work, and what a difference it had made to their lives to be able to get paid meaningful work. But we also heard from the people that had employed them about how talented they were.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And people have talents, you know.
We
all have problems.
Yeah.
But what we overlook is everyone's got talents too, and you can use those talents. Yeah, absolutely.
That goes a story back to the motorbike world. I was up at Silverstone and James Toseland was being interviewed by some students, and he told about his careers day. And he said, oh, I'm going to be a motorbike racer. And then the chap said, well, that's really, really good. He said, but it might not happen, so what could you be? He said, my brother was a carpenter, so I said, I'll be a carpenter. He got all excited, filled his form in. that's great. He said, but there's one problem. What's that? He said, you might have to work weekends. And James's response was, I'm only going to work weekends. I'm going to race motorbikes. And
absolutely.
That message yeah. went into a special needs lad in Dartford that said, if a world champion can look at you and value you, you have to value yourself.
Mm. Absolutely.
And that's, it's listening.
Absolutely. It's something we've done really poorly in this country, is advise young people about the world of work. You know, we have one thing and one thing only that have pushed people, and that's go to university, which is actually a waste of time for most people. And now the facts are that an apprentice has better lifetime earnings than a graduate. Obviously, there are some things that you graduate at that are necessary because you have to have a degree to do them, and that's as right as it should be. But university isn't right for everybody, and we've had this one size fits all for far too long in terms of pushing people in different directions. And we've got to be more people focused because each individual has an individual set of talents. Yeah, absolutely.
Nick, I like what you said to me off air before, and you were like, "We're really showing the employer what is available as well," because employers complain. Oh, we're not getting this, we're not getting that, they've not got these skills. Well, actually, what skills do you want them to have and how can we teach them? So that's what I'm liking, that you're giving it a bit of a more 360 feel rather than just a blaming culture. Oh, they haven't got this, they haven't got that, they're not filling this space.
Well, I think as part of doing project management, I'm always looking to kind of take up a challenge and then provide a solution to it. And as part of naturally doing that, and I am passionate about young people and the fact that there are certain things in my life that went really well and then other things that could have been better. But I think you have to get to a certain age to realise that it was all part of that pathway. But if we can make that pathway just that little bit easier and help people adapt, the ways in which businesses benefit from this initiative is exactly that. We're not just sort of promoting them as sponsors of an event, but we're also making sure that they've got something that's tangible that they've used their money for, so they can actually, if they want to, they can come along, they can meet the young people. A lot of the times we've had it so that the sponsor has come to the event afterwards, so they get the information and then they meet some of the young people, but we've also tied them together for potential work experience and things like that, because after all, by doing that report that you've got in front of you, there's something that they can take away and say,
absolutely,
it wasn't just a day out, it was a learning experience,
and this is what I did.
And I mean, the phenomenal thing as well is that the amount of businesses who, after they've done it already, have just been like absolutely engrossed with what we're doing next.
What do businesses get from it?
So businesses get all the promotion. They become sort of the lead for the whole lot. So there's no four roles, four goals about it. That's just the initiative. They become the ABC junior press team, the young people do. So on everything out there, that is who they're known with the branding of the company.
So it's branding and publicity, advertising.
Yeah. We always make sure that the businesses who sponsor are known by the people who we're working with on the day. So again, that opens up the fact that you're tying businesses together as well.
Yep.
We do lots and lots of tweeting and different promotions. On the one before we released the Gavigan paving publication, we had 30,000 tweets, tweeting being the favourite of that particular sort of organisation over all of the others. But it's all sorts of things, right the way through to on the day, you know, we provide those young people with the access all areas. We provide various different ways of being able to promote the outcomes. We're tweeting all the time. Just lots and lots of things that when you look at the time that we put in for the preparation beforehand as well, it's a phenomenal event and a really... I mean, we take it back to the businesses and we say, and this is what we've done before, so that they can see what their money's used for. And half the time, they're rather shocked at
Absolutely.
You don't just turn up then.
So where are we now? Are you looking for more businesses to get involved with us?
We certainly are.
Yeah, we're looking for some more sponsors. We're looking for schools that would be interested at getting into the Kent 2020 cricket.
Right.
13th of July.
Right.
And then again, we're hoping to be back at Brands Hatch at the next Superbike event.
Mm.
Football has just finished, unfortunately, for Dartford.
Right.
So
they've
bowed out, unfortunately. But the world's there. How can we open this up to young people? Mm. You're into your IT. Two years ago, I went to an event and I looked at cyber security.
Mm.
And I sat at a meeting, head of MI6 was sitting there and saying, so Alan, what do you... I said, I can't bring anything. I'm looking for the jobs, and that's where the jobs are going to be. So suddenly we had 14 people that wanted to help young people and find the young people.
Absolutely. It's going to go on.
This all sounds amazing. Where are you based at the moment, though? Are you not around the Ashford area?
To be honest with you, we're based everywhere, as Diligence is based area everywhere.
I'm going to throw something in because this is quite funny. I was having a chat with a number of friends last week and we were talking about something very similar to this. I've got two apprentices. I struggled like anything to find two apprentices. I really struggled. And that was by knowing careers advisors in schools, the whole bit. But Ashford, we've got a little bit of a unique problem. In as much as we don't really have an unemployment problem, we've got an outlet that's about to double in size, that pays a good wage, which is often double what an apprentice would earn.
Mm.
Now, we don't pay our apprentices the minimum amount, we pay them more than that, but I appreciate not every business can afford to do that. And they are taking them on for the right, we have to assume the right reasons to grow and do, you know, the right thing by these teenagers. So where do we take somewhere like Ashford, where we've actually got a point where if the outlet does what they say it will, there'll be too many jobs?
That's
without the universities and everything else, because they won't all go there.
That is exactly where we are in the UK. It's not just Ashford.
But I think Ashford locally is quite unique with that. You know, my children have both gone to the local schools. Everybody's got a job. There's none of their friends that didn't have a job while they were at school, whatever. That doesn't happen
in
every area.
Let me tell you some stats.
I know jobs.
Yeah,
mum with the teenagers.
Well, let me tell you some of the stats and where we are and what some of the issues are with that. Right at the moment, we have the highest number of people in employment we've ever had in the United Kingdom at 32 million. We have the lowest unemployment at 4.2%, the lowest since 1975. But we still have 816,000 unfilled full-time jobs in the United Kingdom, nearly a million jobs.
Yeah.
There's 1.4 million people unemployed, but only 600,000 of those are what are called long-term unemployed. And long-term unemployed is anybody unemployed after 6 months.
Yeah.
So actually, we to all intents and purposes, have full employment.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we've got, and this is where what Nicola and Alan are doing really comes in, and an issue that's not so prevalent in Ashford because of the demographics of Ashford, is you have a lot of young people that, because of the way we've set up education, are deemed to be failing because they haven't got their C's and all that. So they go, I can't get a job and there's no jobs for me because I'm not bright enough or because I've got needs or whatever. And that's not true.
No.
That is the big issue that we have to face. And I don't want to get too heavily political about this, but our education system is not fit for purpose and hasn't been for a long time. Only 51% of schools in the United Kingdom offer a GCSE in IT. It's the 21st century, for Christ's sake.
Well, my two apprentices have had to sit it separately.
Yeah,
one of them, both from grammar schools.
Yeah,
didn't have the basic qualifications for any apprenticeship.
Yeah.
That's terrible. And it happened with the previous intake
The apprenticeship system has gone off the rails again as well, where the government changed it and caused a lot of confusion in their change, which wasn't necessary, but it did cause confusion. And the take-up of apprenticeships has plummeted by 54%. We need to readdress that. Mm. And that's just a re-education process, because employers just went, do you know what? I'm fed up with you. Keep changing the rules. I'm just going to ignore you. And we need to address that.
I have to say, that's where we come in. We've given the employers confidence again.
Exactly.
And I think that's important for making that two-way street as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
We can talk about this forever. We're going to talk about it some more. I've got to go over to the newsroom in a minute. But just for the moment, if people want to find out about more Four Roles, Four Goals, how can they do that, Nick?
They can do it on Twitter.
Yep.
At Four Roles, Four Goals, all as one word.
Yep.
Or they can go over to Facebook, where we've got a little bit more on there. Obviously, our students put bits on if they're 13 and above, but there's a lot of sort of football players and all sorts of people who are also on there now.
So follow them on the Twitter, follow them on Facebook. That's Four Roles, Four Goals. That's a number four, Roles, R-O-L-E-S, four, number four, Goals, Roles for Goals. We'll talk to you some more in the second half of the show, but for the moment, Nick and Alan, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go over to the newsroom in a minute. So Four Roles, Four Goals, Nicola Coppin, Anna Dean, thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom any moment now. And then when we come back, we've got some great more guests to talk to, and we've got some more emails and more tweets to read, and Bird and I will be talking to you. But for the moment, let's swap over to the channelradio.co.uk/2newsroom.
On the hour, Channel Radio News Update.